Sports, Signal Share CTO Joe Costanzo. This week on the Tech of Sports, Signal Share CTO Joe Costanzo. Modern Life Network mobile apps are a great way to receive our content for your smart devices. There's an app for both iOS and Android. Don't forget Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and other apps where you can hear all your favorite Modern Life Podcast Network shows preloaded. The Tech of Sports, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. And the Tech of Sports is a production of the Modern Life Podcast Network at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. I'd like to welcome everyone tonight. I have a pre-taped interview. I really enjoyed doing this one with Joe Costanzo. Some great insights. He's with Signal Share. They do Wi-Fi installs for big events. They've recently signed a deal for the Sands Expo in Las Vegas. Everybody knows what that means. That means CES. So just a lot of things going on with more than just Wi-Fi that you use on the surface. They're really trying to integrate it and, you know, make it useful for a lot of people more than just logging on to the internet. So great to talk to Joe. And here's the Tech of Sports this week with Joe Costanzo, the CTO of Signal Share.
No worries. I think what I was just wrapping up is like on our sites like the Sands Expo, where we have a permanent network, but there's a lot of temporary events that come in and out. Some of the smaller events, we don't need to be there. We may help remotely if a problem occurs. But for some of the larger events like a CES or something like that, we would have folks on site supporting and supplementing the IP and the event management team at that site.
And I kind of asked Joe for a sporting event. How do they go about that? What's their thought on that and having people on site with watching and working with the Wi-Fi? And just kind of the Signal Share thoughts on that.
It's a little bit of both. I mean, in NBA context, right, when you, depending on the level of the playoffs, right, so if you get into a championship game or you get into a conference championship game, the NBA steps up their involvement a lot, and as they step that up, you've got more press, you've got more media people there. Sometimes you'll have more people. It just depends on the team and how it's gone. So, you know, what we like to do, because those events can have such a focus on them because they are special one-off events in playoff time, we will send a team there because, you know, that's our commitment. That's kind of a differentiator to the customers that Signal Share is. We understand the importance of those type of events. So, you know, we just want to make sure that we have one or two people on site and there to support something if a problem occurs. Same thing in a sporting venue. You know, we may get a big concert coming in, like a Taylor Swift or something like that, and they may bring in a special set of requirements for, like, their point-of-sale system or something of that nature, and if that's the case, then, you know, we'll send a tech to make sure that those things go the right way. Absolutely. So, besides the networking portion of this and kind of the point of our end-to-end capabilities is that what we also provide with our digital platform is a consumer engagement product. The entire platform is called Live-Fi, L-I-V-E-Fi, and the consumer engagement portion of that is called Engage, N-G-A-G-E. And what that is an HTML5 web-based application that has a workflow that allows us to collect social login data and email addresses, and then you get redirected into this HTML5 portal that has content, specialized content from the venue, from the event, from the game. It also has a mashup of all of the social content that the users at the game are generating, either on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and then in that same environment, it allows the event and sponsors of the event to insert their content directly into that the users are viewing on their phone.
Right.
So, you know, we utilize a lot of different pieces, and the marketing people may need some assistance getting that content set up and ready for insertion into the Engage product. We can help them locally on site with that, or we can also help them remotely because it's a cloud-based service.
And I'm talking with Joe Costanzo here, continuing on of Signal Share. And I kind of ask him what the data is going to be used for. How is the data going to be used?
Totally. So there's a couple aspects of what we do with data and who utilizes it. That changes on a league-by-league basis, an event-by-event basis, and a customer-by-customer. But generally, what happens is that the data is owned by the event, the venue, or the team. We get a perpetual license to that data because one of the things that we're able to do with that data is compare an NBA venue in the Midwest with an NBA venue on the West Coast or the East Coast, or a 20,000-person arena with a similar 20,000-person arena, and we're able to see patterns and trends without revealing back to customers who we're comparing them against. So it allows them to kind of see, hey, if I'm getting 8,000 people a night on my network and they're generating this much traffic, where do I stand in comparison to another similar venue, right? So that's one aspect of it. The second aspect of the data collection is that the venue, the team, they utilize this data to bring it back into their CRM system. So we were mentioning the Red Wings earlier, right? And the Red Wings just from January through the playoffs collected over 47,000 pieces of information, specifically email addresses from people that logged on their network. Turn around to that, they had 22,000 new interactions based on the data that they collected, right? So it allows them to kind of supplement their CRM data and their marketing data with some real-time data as to what people are engaging in, why they're actually at a game, and sometimes allows them to identify people that they may not have on their season ticket holder list. So it can be utilized in that aspect. And then, you know, finally, the third aspect of it is if you get a sponsor, you know, could be, any kind of sponsor, could be somebody like Pepsi, right? And what they're trying to do is, you know, contact consumers. They're trying to be very targeted. So the fact that they can get a list of email addresses and, you know, you're opting in for communication when you do get on the network, but they know that you're in Indiana. They know that you're at the Indiana Pacers. They know that you're at Golden State Warriors. They know that you're at the Detroit Red Wings. So, you know, they can use the sponsors paying to have that splash page or that ad or that piece of content started. They get some use of that data depending on how their sponsorship structures is set up. So a couple of different uses of it. Everything is opted in and we're very upfront that it's going to be done. And then we move with it from there.
And I asked Joe if there's a way that a message can be sent out to people using the network if there's an emergency or somebody needs to get the word out about something.
One of the aspects of why we don't necessarily refer to it as an advertising platform as much as a messaging platform. So two aspects of that. If there's a public safety message or something like that, that can be dynamically inserted into the Engage flow. It has a different color and, you know, a different look and feel about it. Since this is HTML5 based and not app based, we are starting to be able to broadcast messages or basically set an alert on your phone. Chrome and Google have opened up broadcast messages within the browser, and Safari is going to be following quickly. So you're absolutely right. This is a messaging platform. One of the uses of that can be public safety or other pieces of information that would be important to get out to an event crowd.
And I asked Joe what else is coming in the future for SignalShare. Is there a possibility for more personalization?
Go ahead. Right now, we're not personalizing. It's like a consistent experience, no matter how you're viewing it. But one of the things that we're looking for and is on our roadmap is a more customized experience, right? So, you know, we can look back at the data. We can see, hey, how many times you've been to the venue, so we know what kind of person you are. We're tagging whether you're a season ticket holder. We know the spot, the venue that you're connecting in, so we know if you're in a VIP guest suites versus the GA areas, and our customers and our sponsors are looking to get wanting to customize the experience as you log on to the network more. So our technology supports that, and now that we're starting to build up these data stores associated with each one of the event sites, in particular the permanent sites, right? Because a temporary event closes up shop and moves. Is it going to be the same thing next year? Maybe, maybe not. But on a permanent site, that's where all this starts to come in. And, you know, the way we'll start doing that, the way we're starting to look at that is just to be able to say, make it simple first, right? So being able to say, hey, we've seen that you've been here 10 times in the last 30 days. Here's a 10 or 15% off coupon in the pro shop. Then what we're looking to do is create more of this one-on-one environment where we know these are the players you're interested in because we can see the social content and what you're saying online, and we can use that data to kind of customize the experience within the portal itself. So we kind of start slowly stepping through that process because sometimes it can get a little tricky. You don't want to scare somebody. Like, they're like, wow, how do they know I'm interested in all this, right? So you kind of slowly want to start stepping that through. So that's going to be our process, much like when we first started building the networks, right? Provide good connectivity. Then people are happy with connectivity. They're accepting of the fact that you're going to push content to them. So the same way, now that people are accepting of the content, they're spending a lot of time. We're finding an enormous amount of dwell time in our portal and with this customized content. Now we're going to start testing, you know, how we can make that content more a one-on-one experience from an engagement factor.
And wrapping up with Joe, I ask him if there's a way that a user of the portal of the network can maybe direct message, for lack of a better word, somebody to inform them of a problem or an issue, and like, you know, is done with the airlines or done with customer service type things. It all comes back to customer service, I would think.
So we are just announcing a partnership with a chat company who creates custom chat rooms, much like you would see with, you know, any of the chat programs that are out there. We're in the process of integrating them into the portal. So the portal has a toolbar just like you would see kind of in any native mobile app. And on that toolbar will be a chat with security or a chat with the event director, you know, those type of things. And so you'll be able to have a one-on-one chat with security. You'll be able to have a one-on-one chat with the event production team. And then if you expand that, obviously there's great things that you can do with that from a marketing perspective, right? And then create, not beyond one-on-one, start to create kind of group chat. So if you're a fantasy person and you play fantasy football or fantasy basketball, you know, you can have a fantasy chat room, but it's private to the network. It's not going out over the whole web. And one of the reasons for that is because the teams want to control the moderation of that, right? They don't want to have more social media to police. So the ability to create kind of these one-on-one private chat environments is something that is being looked at very heavily, and we're working to with a partner that we're going to be announcing shortly.
And last thing, I invite everyone to check out signalshare.com for more information, but they are going to be running the Wi-Fi portal there at the Sands Expo and at CES in Las Vegas. So I asked Joe what kind of unique challenges that has in the offering.
I mean, there's a variety of them, some just from the logistics of it, right, and staging the environment, setting the environment up right. When you're dealing specifically with these expo environments and all of the vendors that you have out on the floor, it's the challenge there, and it's not even just with CES. It's like when we do IBM's events, SAP's events, you know, like Sapphire, those type of things, is, you know, the vendors will tend to want to bring in their own wireless equipment into the booth. You're handing them off a network connection, and then they're just plugging in whatever they want. So, you know, our first biggest challenge is control and moderation of the spectrum and the wireless environment, right? So that, you know, we can make sure that there's not, you know, channel interference and all these things that contribute to a crappy wireless environment that you would experience. Coordinating with the event, making sure that helping the event coordinate with vendors that are going to be setting up in the expo halls, and making sure that, you know, we keep the environment as clean as we can. There's always going to be problems, but if you start from that aspect, then, you know, then we can start focusing on the attendee side.
Great to talk with Joe this week, and also our partnership I want to mention here with the studio, as we do every week with Amazon. We have a link affiliate here, so modernlifepodcastnetwork.com/Amazon for any and all of your shopping needs, especially with the holiday season. Really important here for the studio, and it's just a great thing to do to help support the programming we bring you, modernlifepodcastnetwork.com/Amazon. Thanks to Joe Costanzo of SignalShare for coming on with me this week on a pre-recorded interview. You've been listening to The Tech of Sports, a Modern Life Podcast Network production.